Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
For me to fade.
Welcome back. That's the Drifters bringing us back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. We update it every single day just for you. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And don't forget to take the poll question. We ask you a different question every week, and when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Peter Weddle is our guest. Peter is an HR expert, and he's the author of the Career Fitness Workbook, as well as a novel about rediscovering the American dream called A Multitude of Hope. Peter, welcome to the show. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Talk to us about this helicopter employer thing. Is a fascinating thing. And, you know, just when we've finally gotten small business owners maybe to train their people, you know, I'm just trying to get small business owners to invest in training for their employees. Now here you come telling us that we got to do that even differently. So help us out with that.
Well, of course, for every small business owner, the key is to maximize the return on any investment that you make.
Right.
And what I'm suggesting is that for your training investment, yes, of course, it's important to get a near-term return. You've got jobs you've got to get accomplished today. You've got orders you've got to get filled today. But at the end of the day, you've also got to think longer term. You've got to think about how can you invest in a way that might take some of the burden off of you going, you the employer going forward. And the way to do that is to give your employees the skills and knowledge to manage their own career, to know, to be able to look at themselves honestly and candidly, for example, and know when their skills are slipping. To look at themselves and decide, you know what, I need to add some ancillary skills, maybe the ability to speak a second language or to use a new hardware or software program. All of that kind of candid, honest assessment that's an integral part of managing your own career.
We have employees working for us that are young, very young. We have some very young employees, and I'm a lot older than they are. So obviously they're not going to work for me their whole career. And so I tell them, when we provide them with training or whatever, I tell them, you know, this is the kind of stuff. Or whenever I share some of my, you know, cast some of my pop beads before them, Peter, I say this is information that you'll be able to use the rest of your life, not just working for me. I'm investing in your future, not just your job here in this company. And we've offered to pay for college courses or continuing education courses. And it doesn't have to be something that's just for our company specific. It needs to have some connection. You know, it doesn't need to be basket weaving, but it needs to have some connection. But, you know, I think that's an important thing to do for employees.
Well, and I also think that many employers understate the value of that benefit to their employees.
I agree.
And I think you want to really feature that as you try to attract good talent to your organization.
Don't be cavalier or minimize the value, the perceived value by a prospective employee or a current employee, a key employee you don't want to lose.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, what you are doing, to repeat what you just said, is you're investing in their future. I don't think there's any better benefit than that, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's important to recognize that academia is part of the problem here. For the last 75 years or more, American colleges and universities have been graduating career idiot savants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the faculty have been teaching these kids a whole bunch about a particular career field, but absolutely nothing about how to manage a career in that field. Now, contrast that with the situation in China. Every college student, as a requirement of graduation, must take a year-long course called Personal Mastery to teach them the skills and knowledge of career self-management.
Hmm.
And that in a land where there's less opportunity than here in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
today.
Say that. How is it that they say that? I'd like you to repeat that.
Well, in China, every student must take a year-long credit-granting course that teaches them the skills and knowledge of career self-management.
Career self-management.
Right. And the irony is that they're making that a fundamental part of the curriculum in a land where there's less opportunity mm-hmm. than here in the U.S. And why is that happening? Academic arrogance. Colleges and universities, not all of them, but far too many, don't believe that this information about how to manage your career is rigorous enough to be included
well,
in
look
the curriculum.
Well, look at the doctors, the thousands of doctors, lawyers, and whoever else in the professions have been turned out and were never taught 1 minute of how to manage their practices.
Well, there you go. It's a perfect example. But sadly, it's true for sales and marketing kids
yep.
and kids in communication
yep.
and virtually every other field, finance and accounting. And that's why I think it's so important that employers stop hovering over their employees, stop being helicopter employers, and start offering just the simple, relatively modest investment of teaching their employees how to manage their own career. I think that's a huge benefit.
Is that a little bit of a hard sell, though? Is that going to be a little bit of a hard sell? Doesn't that seem like, isn't somebody going to push back and say, why would I pay to help them improve their career so they can leave me? Somebody's going to say that.
Well, I get that all the time. You're absolutely right. And my response to that is, if you're as good an employer as you think you are,
right.
they're never going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Even if they do leave, if you've been that good by them, they're going to be a boomerang employee, and they're going to come back after
mm-hmm.
they've added new skills and knowledge someplace else. I think, you know, we have to look at talent as not something that we hang on to with our fingernails desperately trying
right.
to retain it, but
it's
talent. We create a home for talent so that they keep coming back.
Make the talent stick to you. When we come back, I want to talk about something similar to what we've been talking about, but with a little variation. I call it the difference between content and context. I'm going to get Peter to help us with this after these messages. Tintil, Peter Weddle is our guest. Stay with us.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.